Hadika can attention to listen. Let me tell you, Miss Kanatella. Listen, I'm sorry to hear that your grandma passed away, but you know, Miss Arai, listen anyway. That's the introduction for my podcast. Listen, people, listen. I'm going to be very straight and very honest with you. Genuinely, I am talking at 6:10 a.m. I have not slept a wink of sleep. I guess this is my message to the world at this morning in time is be yourself, be great, and be absolutely astonishing. You don't owe anybody anything. Make sure you always live to the best of your abilities. Try and always help out. Try and always be a positive light in somebody's dark day. Try and be a good influence. Go make that money. And I guess that's it, you know, to be honest with you. I'm all going all preachy at 6 a.m. I think I've been watching too many David Goggins videos. You know me, son. Look, it's not an easy thing to stare at a blank screen on a podcast, so bear with me, but I got some stories to tell you now, yeah. Let me know who wants to hear the first story. Clap. Alright, safe. Instant. Throat clear. That's a new effect we're going to add now. Whenever we don't like somebody, I'm going to be doing like ones, yeah. Tell me this now, yeah. Tell me why man's out here really thick. Yeah, out here. Just because they were Canada Goose, because I've seen mans get slashed for Canada Goose, you know. Cousin, you're fighting over a pigeon. Like, have you not re-registered that inside of your head, yeah? You're fighting over a pigeon. It's crazy. Because I'm not even going to lie to you. Imagine I had one of my boys now, yeah? His car's been so... Listen, what are these insurance prices going on? A madness one, you know, you put the in yours. Do you know this British government, Rishi Sunak, yeah, wants to give us £1 increase in wages, yeah? But man wants to... Do you know who they tax us like dogs, you know? Because, man, you know, the UK is fucked. You know, man's who've been earning 100 bags, yeah? Now, like, don't get me wrong, 100 bags realistically now is possible. It just depends in what sector you work in. But let's just say now you're making 100 bags. You gotta have an opening mindset, you know? You gotta have a positive mindset. And trust me, things will be alright for you. I've put my sunglasses on and I put my positive sunglasses on now, yeah? You know what I mean? Like, you look meta, yeah? They release these glasses now, yeah? Apparently, you know these glasses, you can be seeing things, you know? Like, you can see the x-ray goes and that, like, x-ray, like, their bundas and that. Apparently, yeah, now I know all you up and you're thinking, because don't even go there, because... Don't even go there, because you want to see what's inside the shisha. I know you, man, too well, because you want to see what's inside that smart weapon. That's our bande. We use everything in the wrong way, in the wrong context, you know. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Alright, let's talk about this Palestine issue. I'm probably gonna get banned off this if I do, but you know, here's what it is. Listen, imagine someone coming into your yard, yeah, saying to you, no, imagine somebody coming into your yard and you've let them in there and they've been homeless. Now they want to take over the whole yard. Yeah, 10 years down the line. Them mans have gone married, had kids and had an army, yeah? They've had a whole 7-a-side football team, the ones you let in. And one day while you're sleeping, because they got guns in your head, they tell you to go live in the shed. That's what's happening to Palestine. Bro, I'd fully knock the fuck out, you know? I'd jump up from my sleep and uppercut him. You know what I mean? Them ones, because don't try them ones with me, family, yeah? But you're doing it to my people. Okay. So free Palestine and everything, yeah? So free Palestine until the day I die. But listen, I understand boycotting people. I get it. Trust me. Trust me. But I'll be honest with you. Do it by your actions rather than your words and your boycotting. Just make sure you just try your best. Stay away from the things you want to stay away from. And you know, it's at the end of the day, it's, that's it, ain't it? Like, I can't say much. Safe.